Welcome to District 32 Radio. I'm Sally Barker. Joining me on the show today is Natalie Jegero from Tactic Learning. How are you, Natalie?
Very well, thank you.
So tell us a little bit about tactic learning and how important it is for us to understand this space for a small business.
Right. So tactic learning was created over many years, I suppose, in that it's the work that I've been doing probably in the last 20 years that kept accumulating to the point that I wanted to get out there a little bit more and do what I love doing. The idea behind tactic learning was to provide consultancy and training advice to people that may not have access to somebody in that area. Training and education has always been something that usually gets passed off as, here's your new person for the day, go and sit with person X over there and learn everything that you need to do about the job. So there may be holes, gaps, opportunities that can be improved. There's lots of different educational options that can be implemented to make training far more effective than it may currently be for the business.
Okay, so what options do we have available?
So in regards to inductions, for example, you may have the typical induction is that you arrive on site on day one, you get introduced to everybody, they take you for a bit of a walk around the premises, and then you may get to sit at a desk and you might be plonked with a nice big file. Here, read all of our policies and procedures and, you know, we'll come back and check on you at lunchtime. I have actually been on the end of an induction like that, and I've seen a few of them and spoken to quite a few people who have also been experienced in that kind of induction. There are other opportunities. There's more structure that can be implemented into an induction. There's online learning. There's opportunities to buddy with different people for a different amount of time. If you can get an induction to be structured in the fact that you will sit with person X for half an hour and that person knows that they need to show 1, 2, and 3, and then the next person for another hour, and they know what that they need to talk about 4, 5, and 6. It shows more of a flow, and you're able to make sure that everything's covered rather than crossing your fingers that I hope that the new person has been shown everything that they need to be.
So how do we do this?
So it all starts with a coffee and a chat. It's the ability just to figure out where things are at the moment and where you want things to be. Usually people don't know what their opportunity is. They don't see the future as this is where I want the future to be. So it's a case of saying, these are your opportunities. This is where I could help you take this. And exploring those options. Not all of them are going to suit every single business. I like to listen to the client and find out exactly what their business is about to find the ideal solution for them. There are so many options out there in regards to training that it's easy enough after a conversation to go, well, you know, this and this and this will actually suit your business really well.
So have you got a case study you can share with us where you've worked with a business?
Absolutely. A few of them. Let me pick one. So there was one of my recent and current clients. They had a lot of training material scattered all over the business. There was no structure. There was papers everywhere, there wasn't any flow, but what we did was we actually collated everything and put that into an online environment so that they had probably 200 staff scattered across, I think there was about 20 different offices. So instead of those staff all coming into head office to actually complete the training, what we did, we put it online so they could log in when it suited them to complete that training, and that was compliance training as well. So it would pop back up in their profile every 12 months automatically. So it took the thought, it took the effort out of it, and very different from what they originally wanted to do was just to collate and create some new face-to-face courses. So yeah, the end result was very different to the original concept, but it's saved them thousands within the first year. And yeah, still going.
Wonderful. And I'm sure that, you know, that kind of thing can be replicated across many businesses rather.
Definitely, yes.
Okay, what would you say that your area of expertise is in helping businesses take that extra step?
I love the opportunity to create a program, whether it's accredited or not accredited. Very interested in program design, instructional design, creating those learning experiences for the student, but also keeping the business model in mind, making sure that it's beneficial to the business and the student. It is very big picture, and then you can actually drill down into the nitty-gritty on how it's going to work. So there are some that can work for really small projects. It can also work for really big projects. I'm currently designing and creating online a full qualification. There's going to be about 27 modules that will be delivered Australia-wide. So that's a massive project. The one that I mentioned before would be a medium project, but there's also little projects as well, creating an e-learning induction for volunteers for the Ronald McDonald Charity Ball happening in November, just so that we get the same message and the volunteers can all experience the new venue and our entertainment, the expectations, all at the same time. They get that same message. So can be really big projects, can be really little ones, but they each take on their own life, their own excitement.
So how about when we've spoken mainly about training for people within your business, what if you are thinking about creating another revenue stream for your business and creating an online course that is available to anyone?
Absolutely. I've done that a few times now. The opportunities to, people refer to it as a brain dump. You know, I've got all of this knowledge in my head. I just need somebody to make sense of it. So we sit down and we brainstorm and we get everything down on paper, and then we sequence learn. So we put it in order and put it into logical sequence and then move it into an online environment. That information can be sold online internationally. There's plenty of opportunities to actually move down that path. And so many people that have that knowledge in their head that it's really exciting to actually get it down on paper or on computer as such, because they haven't ever really had the opportunity to go, this is everything I know. And, you know, if that person leaves the business or they're unable to pass on that expertise later on, all of that information is lost, and we have the opportunity to gather that information, gather those skills, the knowledge, the energy from that person, and recreate that to be provided to more people.
Wonderful. How can people get in contact with you?
Absolutely, get in contact with me via mobile, which is 0400 242 976, or my website is tacticlearning.com, and also Facebook.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us on District 32 Radio. Natalie Jegero from Tactic Learning.